So now we are in the place, and one person is going to tell us about it.
We entered pretty smoothly. The house was empty since more than 1 year. It was confirmed also by a neighbor. And well, it's in a very good state. Of course, it's a house where people have to respect the neighborhood. It's a house for old people. The old people before were evicted. So we think the house should be full. There is a lot of people looking for housing in Amsterdam. The police came and we let enter one policeman. He wrote down what he saw, basically an empty house. He wrote down also a confirmation from the neighborhood. Well, I think it's how they say here in Amsterdam, geregeld with them, because well, if they want to do something, they have really to dig into the history of this house, and we digged into it before, realizing it was definitely the case to squat it. Well, what else to say? I don't know if you have questions.
For me, it's very different here than in Barcelona, and for me, it's very interesting to show the difference. And one thing that for us is very different is the anti-squatter.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about this thing? I explained before a bit, but I think you have more knowledge.
Yeah, well, the anti-squatters are basically companies that contract people to give up their rights. Basically, these people can be kicked out in 1 or 2 weeks. And they stay into a place, like a few people, into a bigger place, just to occupy it so that it's not squatted by people that really live in there. And in this case, we were lucky, anti-squatters weren't put in, because if you squat a place with them inside, you have a problem with house peace, breaking of house peace. And this phenomenon came out because in Netherlands there is a law that says that if a house is empty for 1 year, the people living in there are allowed to leave. They are allowed to have at least a clear process. They can have an advocate. And so basically these organizations, they act to interfere this legal process in order to get money from people, clueless people that arrive in Amsterdam and they don't know where to live, asking them money and asking them to sign a contract that give up their rights. And so they are a damage for the squatter movement, and they are also not really a clear way to act regarding social housing in Amsterdam. The house owners, they contract anti-squatters companies that provide them with flesh, with people to place in as placeholders. So basically, I mean, even by the common sense here in Netherlands, it's understood that it's not really the way to fight the house, the leegstand, the emptiness of the houses. But they do a lot of campaigning in schools and also in backpackers hostels to place people like cheaply into housing. We try to fight this with information campaigns and with the history of squatting that here in Amsterdam goes back more than 25 years.
Yeah, I think like if a Catalan person comes here, they don't know this kind of rights, and maybe they can end being contracted by this, because it's easy way of paying low rent.
Yeah. It's important to keep in mind that anti-crack, anti-squatters, means really anti-squatters. It's an enemy for our own rights, and to go always ask for housing to squatters. So to go to the KSU, the Krakstrekur, it's a sportel, it's an open info point for people that want to squat and get informed about houses that are empty, and collaborate with the people, because they really help to find out the papers and to check the cadastre and to have a documentation about the house. And then it's like revolving, maybe it's, you can stay there for longer than anti-crack and without paying, and providing a service for the community that fights empty houses.
I think also it would be interesting you talk a bit how this was organized, what it can be told publicly, and because Holland has a lot of experience with that, and
Of course, this position, the strong position of squatters is gained through fights. And so in the 80s here the movement was very strong and kept this. And, well, there are also some documentaries about it. I think this movement needs always some people ready to fight and to give up some of the comfortable living in terms of looking for a house, using an agency, and to hook up to a movement and do it for a political statement means also to get involved into the process of finding a house and to collaborate with a large network that really supports you in this case. This was done, this squatting was done with the Crax Precur. And there is very good support, and there is people from Netherlands willing to host also people from outside to help at least, because it's important also to speak the language from here in order to squat, to learn it, to enter in contact with the neighborhood. And well, one of the main points of squatting is being in contact with neighborhood. You don't come here just and claim your place, but you document yourself about the neighborhood and you write a letter saying you arrive here and what is your intention. Well, when you have support from local people to do that, and when you have especially some reason to be here, there are also refugees, people that escape their own country for a reason, then it, you will find a lot of support, solidarity.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. Thank you very much.